Welcome to the 2-Minute Disciple Podcast with your host, Nick Euler. 2 minutes of discovery leads to a lifetime of following Jesus. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Nick, and it's amazing to be with you today. Thank you so much for joining me on this journey through the Gospels. I pray that it is a life-changing experience for you to spend time each day with Jesus. In our reading today, we have a ton of names to read through, and the temptation is to skip over them and get on with the good stuff. However, part of getting to know someone is to understand where they came from, who in the past shaped their life by what they passed down. I also love the fact that Luke traces Jesus' lineage all the way to God, and we will see that color the story that Luke tells. Don't let your eyes glaze over when we read the names, but think of them as people who influenced who Jesus was. So, let's dive in to Luke chapter 3. In the 15th year of the rule of Caesar Tiberius, it was while Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, Herod, ruler of Galilee, his brother Philip, ruler of Iturea and Trachonitis, Licinius, ruler of Abilene, during the chief priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, John, Zechariah's son, out in the desert at the time, received a message from God. He went all through the country around the Jordan River, preaching a baptism of life change, leading to forgiveness of sins, as described in the words of Isaiah the prophet. Thunder in the desert, prepare God's arrival. Make the road smooth and straight. Every ditch will be filled in, every bump smoothed out, the detours straightened out, all the ruts paved over. Everyone will be there to see the parade of God's salvation. When the crowds of people came out for baptism because it was the popular thing to do, John exploded. Brood of snakes, what do you think you're doing slithering down here to the river? Do you think a little water on your snake skin is going to deflect God's judgment? It's your life that must change, not your skin. And don't think you can pull rank by claiming Abraham as a father. Being a child of Abraham is neither here nor there. Children of Abraham are a dime a dozen. God can make children from stones if he wants. What counts is your life. Is it green and blossoming? Because if it's dead wood, it goes on the fire. The crowd asked him, "Then what are we supposed to do?" "If you have two coats, give one away," he said. "Do the same with your food." Taxmen also came to be baptized and said, "Teacher, what should we do?" He told them, "No more extortion. Collect only what is required by the law." Soldiers asked him, "And what should we do?" And he told them, "No shakedowns, no blackmail, and be content with your rations." The interest of the people by now was building. They were all beginning to wonder, could this John be the Messiah? But John intervened. "I'm baptizing you in the river. The main character in this drama, to whom I am a mere stagehand, will ignite the kingdom life, a fire, the Holy Spirit within you, changing you from the inside out. He's going to clean house, make a clean sweep of your lives. He'll place everything true in its proper place before God. Everything false, he'll put out with the trash to be burned." There was a lot more of this. Words that gave strength to the people, words that put heart in them, the message. But Herod, the ruler, stung by John's rebuke in the matter of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, capped his long string of evil deeds with this outrage. He put John in jail. After all the people were baptized, Jesus was baptized. As he was praying, the sky opened up, and the Holy Spirit, like a dove descending, came down on him, and along with the Spirit, a voice. "You are my son, chosen and marked by my love, pride of my life." When Jesus entered public life, he was about 30 years old, the son, in public perception, of Joseph, who was the son of Heli, the son of Mathat, the son of Levi, the son of Melchi, the son of Janni, the son of Joseph, son of Matthias, son of Amos, son of Nahum, son of Elsi, son of Nagai, son of Maath, son of Matthias, son of Simeon, son of Joseph, son of Joda, son of Jonan, son of Rasa, son of Zerubbabel, son of Shelalatil, son of Neri, son of Melchi, son of Adai, son of Kazam, son of Eladam, son of son of Joshua, son of Eleazar, son of Joram, son of Mathat, son of Levi, son of Simeon, son of Judah, son of Joseph, son of Johanan, son of Eliakim, son of Mela, son of Mena, son of Mattatha, son of Nathan, son of David, son of Jesse, son of Obed, son of Boaz, son of Salmon, son of Nashon, son of Amminadab, son of Admin, son of Arni, son of Hezron, son of Perez, son of Judah, son of Jacob, son of Isaac, son of Abraham, son of Terah, son of Nahor, son of Serug, son of Reu, son of Peleg, son of Eber, son of Shelah, son of Canaan, son of Arphaxad, son of Shem, son of Noah, son of Lamech, son of Methuselah, son of Enoch, son of Jared, son of Mahalalel, son of Kenan, son of Enos, son of Seth, son of Adam, son of God. What strikes me in this chapter is the role of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' life and ministry. Jesus is going to ignite in us the kingdom life, fueled by the Holy Spirit that will change us from the inside out. This is a key thing for us to remember as we continue with Luke and later in Acts. Jesus is given the Holy Spirit at baptism, and God speaks this blessing over him. You are my son, chosen and marked by my love, pride of my life. Jesus is set apart to usher in God's kingdom, and he opens up access to God for all of us. There's a part of me that feels like it's a stretch, but when you realize that Jesus has made us children of God, this blessing can relate to us as well. We are God's children, and we are chosen by God, marked by his love, and God is proud of us. I needed to hear that word from God. How about you? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this opportunity today to dive into your word. We thank you for Jesus, for who he is, and all those who have gone before. Father, we thank you for those names because they represent people who had an influence on who Jesus became. God, you are so amazing. We thank you for Abraham and his faith, because that was passed on to Jesus and ultimately passed on to us as we are his children because of our faith in you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. Share the podcast on social media. Check out our brand new YouTube channel. Support the podcast, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.